Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, April 3rd edition. We have a 4-game early, 9-game late slate, and I'm going to kick it off saying beware of the weather. At first look here on your early slate, Tampa Bay and the Yankees, they got rain off and on. It gets better as the night goes on, so maybe they hold this one out after yesterday's rain out. Who knows there? Seattle at the Giants, wind blowing out to center field, 10-11 miles an hour. I've talked a lot last year. I know that park, and during the daytime, it does play a lot more lively than at night. And then Chicago and Cincinnati, wind's blowing out hard to left field in that game, but it's also got good chances of rain. So keep an eye on that. Maybe stuff will clear up and we'll get some action in. But if you have a 4-game slate turn into a 2 or a 3, it'll definitely change things a bit. So keep an eye on that. On your evening 9-game slate, Philadelphia and the Mets, you know they got snowed out yesterday. Wind's blowing in at 10 miles an hour from right center. Chances of rain there as well, so keep an eye there. Washington at the Braves, blowing in hard from right center, about 13 miles an hour. And Texas and Oakland blowing out hard to right center at 12 miles an hour. Let's take a look at your totals. Royals, Tigers, 9. That is not on either one of these slates, so just beware of that. But we got Rays, Yankees at 8. Mariners, Giants, 8.5. Red Sox, Marlins, 7.5. Cubs, Reds, 8.5. That's your day slate of action. White Sox, Jays, 9. Phillies, Mets, 8. Nats, Braves, 9. Cardinals, Brewers, 9. Orioles, Astros, 9. Dodgers, D-backs, 7.5. Rangers, A's, 8.5. Indians, Angels, 8. Rockies, Padres, 8.5. So a little bit better than yesterday. We do have a lot better pitching as it's ace day on the mound. We're getting back to some of those opening day starters, kicking things off. And we'll look at this 4-game slate real quickly for you here, as it's, not going to be good, especially if there's rainouts. But your top price guy is Chris Sale at 12.9. He dealt at Tampa Bay, as we expected. He's got an even better matchup at the Marlins. The Marlins have been really good, or better than expected. You know, I said it yesterday, you got Brian Anderson's got pop against lefties. You got Brenton, Cameron Maben, and a couple other options there. But this is Chris Sale. Strikeout upside's tremendous. He's 12.9. Cash games, he's like almost a must. GPP is hard to avoid as well. Just have to find your value where you can find it. We can find some later, I guarantee you that. After Chris Sale, you look at guys like Jordan Montgomery. Price dropped quite a bit. He's $8,300 today against Tampa Bay. Make sure the game plays. But very much in play. Again, good strikeout upside. He does limit hard contact. We'll give up home runs from time to time. Hopefully they are limited. But everything we talked about yesterday comes into play again today, as they do have a low team total of about 3.7. Lefties 285, righties 297. So he definitely likes Jordan Montgomery today. After Jordan Montgomery, you look at Chris Archer in a GPP, $8,100 on the road against Tampa Bay, or against the Yankees. We know Archer on the road isn't what we usually go for. We prefer him at home, but he still has a 29% strikeout rate. The Yankees strike out a ton, and they might hit a bunch of home runs, but they strike out a ton. So there's the hit and miss game with Chris Archer. It could be a tremendous GPP play, as many will not target him because he has that blow up potential. But you know, Yankees team totals 4.3, lefties 326, righties 287. He does have a lot of upside in this matchup, but beware of the potential blow up with Chris Archer. And then last but not least, he's going to be a darling on this slate because it's A, it's only 4 games, and B, everyone's going to use Chris Sale. So your other most popular pitcher will be Ty Block at $6,300. And I don't hate it because I can't vouch for any other pitcher here. Those are only 4 guys I would use. Ty Block, you know, not a huge strikeout guy, pitched really well against the Dodgers, but in his career he's pitched outstanding against the Dodgers and has sucked against everybody else. Keep that in mind. It's the home opener for the Giants, so at least Seattle, no DH of Nelly Cruz, plus he's hurt from slipping down the stairs. But you have that to look into. Not a big strikeout guy as expected. Does limit hard contact, so hopefully he can keep the ball in the ballpark, give you six innings or so, and keep you in the ball game. Lefty's 261, righty's 350 off tie blocks, so he would be your fourth option on this slate. So again, not a ton to like there. Chris Sale, Montgomery, if you can just make a lineup with those two, that's great, but you might get the rain out. You also got Chris Archer and Ty Block. If you go Chris Archer, you can probably get some raised bats for cheap, so keep that in mind. Quick look at the bats, at the catchers. The Cubs will be chalk of the chalk, but you have to see if you can afford them if you're using Archer, if you're using Chris Sale. If you go away from Sale, if you want to be weird, you go Archer, Block, and then you can get all kinds of bats. And you know, Wilson Contreras, $4,600 in the middle of that order, if the game doesn't get rained out for the Cubs, facing Cody Reed, who gets just destroyed by right-handed bats. Tons of power. He walks a ton of guys, period. He has very bad control. You're going to get some Reds bullpen, I have a feeling, in this one, so that's not the worst thing either. But when you look at Reed, he has a 21.5% K rate, but a 24.1% walk rate. He's got a 60.5% ground ball rate last year, but a 27.3% home run to fly ball. So as you can tell, it's boom or bust, and a lot of busting with Mr. Reed. Cubs team total is 4.6, lefties 256, righties 367 off of Reed last year. So a guy like Wilson Contreras at $4,600 is very, very tasty. You go down a little farther, you got guys like Buster Posey. He's in there at $3,600. Give him a look if you want. Marco Gonzalez, left-handed pitcher for the Mariners. So Posey at 36, first base catcher eligible. Could be a nice little quote-unquote look at value in that matchup. Outside of that, you see what catchers kind of pop up in lineups, because you know the Boston duo of Leon or Vasquez, $2,800, that can give you some savings. Say Nick Hundley cracks the lineup with the lefty on the mound for the Giants. Nick Hundley, $2,700, does open things up a little bit for you there. Again, Wilson Ramos, talked about him yesterday. He's $2,600 versus Jordan Montgomery. I don't hate that at all. And that's kind of already hinting at how you can get some cheaper bats with the Rays. You can maybe go Rays, Cubs, stack, sprinkle in some other bats if you go Archer and Block, stuff like that. It's the way you're going to have to mix and match. If you want to be really weird, you go Archer and one of these other guys. I just don't trust John Lester as far as I can throw him. He'll have some good starts, but I can't trust him at all. But, yeah, check the rest of your lineups, because there's a good chance. I mentioned Tucker Barnhart as a good option yesterday, but going up against the lefty in Lester, you might get Stuart Turner or someone else coming to bat for the Reds as a value play as well. First base position, you know, Rizzo crushes lefties, $5,100. Joey Votto, 43 as well. He's been just fine when you look at his whole career period against whoever he faces. But when you look at him versus John Lester, I thought he did pretty well in his career. He's hitting 273, 9 for 33, 3 doubles, a triple, and a home run. 6 runs batted in, so not too bad. Decent sample size there. With him, you, I already mentioned Posey. Ryan Healy hasn't really done anything this year, but he's 3,900 versus Ty Block, so I'm going to keep an eye on there with some power, wind blowing out in that matchup. Those are the kind of games to stack on a short slate to differentiate yourself. Farther down you go, you're going to get below the 3K, kind of see who's out there. CJ Cron at 2,900 if you're fading Montgomery, not a bad play as we mentioned yesterday on the value side of things. Second base, Javi Baez, 4K is not horrible. Robbie Cano at 37, I don't hate that either. Farther down you go, a guy like Neil Walker, 33 versus Archer, not shabby. A lot of rough matchups here at second base that I don't even feel comfortable really gambling on. A lot of lefty-lefty matchups that don't look appetizing at all. So maybe see if the lineups open up, or you might be paying up for one of the big boys. Third base, Chris Bryant at 53 is a great play, of course. Rafael Devers at 39 can be sneaky nice. I like the Reds versus John Lester. Eugenio Suarez crushes left-handed pitching. He's $3,400. That's why I hope this game doesn't get rained out, because that wind blowing out in that small Great American Small Park, this could be a dynamite game to stack both sides of. Everyone's going to be stacking the Cubs, so I like the Reds as well. And Eugenio Suarez at 3,400, big-time bat against left-handed pitching. Against John Lester, he's hit 296, 8 for 27, 3 doubles and 2 home runs. So I don't hate that at all. Look at a guy like Evan Longoria getting off to an ice-cold start, has 0 hits on the year for the Giants. He's 3,400 versus the lefty Gonzalez. We know he does hit really, really well versus left-handed pitching in his career. So as you can tell, third base definitely has more options than usual. Kyle Seager's okay versus lefties at 34. I don't mind that. A guy like Matt Duffy for Tampa Bay. He's been leading off a lot, so he could be at the top of that order against Montgomery at $3,200. Chance to get on and make a little noise there. So little things like that to differentiate yourself. It's small slate. You have to get weird. If you're going to pick on Chris Sale, Brian Anderson in the middle of that order, it went ding-dong yesterday. He's $2,600. I think there's might be better ways to save money, but if you want to be really weird and stand out, Brian Anderson at 26, not the worst thing you can do. A little bit shortstop, Xander Bogaerts at 44, coming off a great start to the year. I don't hate that. Addison Russell does hit lefties well. He's 4,200 versus Reed. He'll kind of get, he always gets overlooked in that kind of Contreras, Rizzo, Bryant side of things. You got Didi Gregorius off to a great start at 4,100. So not bad there. Gene Segura, 33, hits lefties well. Top of the order versus Ty Block. That is a massive discount on Gene Segura. There were points last year where he was over $4,500. So not a bad price tag there at 3,300 either. B. Craw for the Giants. Not bad versus lefties, especially at a $2,900 price tag. You get a definite savings there. Misprice here, in my opinion. Eduardo Nunez, second base shortstop, $2,800 against Mr. Urena. Definite value there. That should almost be chalk right there. Eduardo Nunez should be in a lot of lineups at $2,800. Offers happen, but that's too cheap for the upside he can give you. Outfield, you got Giancarlo, Judge, always chance for homers. Mookie Betts hit his first home run yesterday, so he's not bad either. Got to switch hit Ian Happ if he's at the top of the order at 4,900. Not horrible. JD Martinez, 47. Yeah, Benintendi, 43. These are your usual suspects. You go down to a guy like Brett Gardner, only 39 versus Archer, hit leading off for the Yankees. I do like that quite a bit with some power upside in that ballpark. D. Gordon at 35, yeah, it's okay. Not the best thing in the world, but like Andrew McCutchen versus a lefty at 34, these are some really bad prices by DraftKings. I know these guys aren't lighting the world on fire, but Mitch Haniger has had an amazing start to the year. He's already got a couple homers on the year. He's only 3,400. I might be stacking this Giants Mariners game just because it's cheap and you can get guys that you know can outperform their price tags, and then you can go Sale and Montgomery or Sale and Archer and still fill in a couple of the big bats in there and make this really interesting. I'm gonna have to build some lineups and see how it looks, but you know, Adam Duvall crushes left-handed pitching, absolutely crushes it. We know he can strike out four times in a game. Same time, big upside here going up against John Lester. He's hitting 280 on his career, 7 for 25 with a double and a home run. He's only $3,300. That is ridiculously cheap for the kind of production you can get there. So, yeah, DraftKings dropped the ball on this early slate. Albert Almora Jr. hits lefties very, very well, likely leading off for the Cubs. That's what he did in the last time they faced a lefty, $3,200. Another guy that most will flock to, though, because they'll see the Cubs. That's why you can differentiate by going Duvall or Haniger or McCutchen. But I don't hate Almora at all. So there is definite there. If Billy Hamilton cracks the lineup, I know it's a big if and it's not ideal when he's at the bottom of the order, but if he's there, Lester can't hold runners on. So B. Ham at 3,100, maybe it's that one day where he gets like two or three singles, because if he does that, he'll steal 3 to 4 bags, and it'll just set you up at $3,100. You know, beware for the letdown, especially hitting towards the bottom of the order. It just kills you. But keep an eye on that again. I keep mentioning it, and I have to harp on it. Four-game slates, these small slates, you have to be different. If you just want a minimum cash, keep it safe. That's totally fine, and I don't hate it at all. Minimum cash is all year. You'll make money. If you want to go for the gusto, you have to be different. You have to expect zeros to happen, and just, you know, you lost your money that day. But to hit the big stuff, you have to take gambles. And a guy like Billy Hamilton, ideally towards the top of the order, but even in the middle to the back, is a massive gamble that could pay off in, like, just diamonds. Other than that, Carlos Gomez versus a lefty at 3,100 is okay. I'd almost rather gamble on Billy Hamilton, but I see the difference there. Hunter Pence at 29, really, really cheap. Austin Jackson leading off versus a lefty at 29. See two Giants, really cheap there. Lewis Brinson, I loved him yesterday. Got me a couple base knocks. He stays hot. Not stealing yet, but he will. 2,900 versus Sale, I'd probably go Pence or Jackson. I'll pick my gambles elsewhere, but I see the upside there. So I know I went pretty deep on this early slate, deeper than I wanted to, but I wanted to kind of emphasize, I didn't even hit on them all. There are more. There are a lot of mispriced guys here that just the upside can outdo these values big time. And I like that on these slates. It makes it different. Now the crappy part is we might have one or two rainouts, and that just changes everything we just talked about. But until then, let's hope it pays off big time and we make some cash, and let's get ready for the 9-game main slate. Before we do so, let me talk to you about Draft, one of our good sponsors. Great new way to play fantasy sports. If you haven't tried Draft, try it out. Go to draft.com or check it out on your app store at Draft. Great way to play fantasy sports. Of course, it's baseball season. Tons of options there, but they have basketball, football when it's going, hockey, golf, the Masters. They have some great Masters tournaments. Check it out. You do five golfers in Masters. Different ways to draft. You have the head-to-heads, three-man, six-man, eight-man. There's the carryover tournaments. There's dream teams. They have the same in baseball. Lots of great stuff. You draft, you're done. Drafts take less than 5 minutes. You get paid the next day unless you're in the carryovers and you win. It's a great way to play baseball. It's one pitcher, two infielders / DHs, two outfielders, or you can. There's different types of tournaments you can play where it's all bats, all pitchers. The one that I've started to like more, because, you know, if you listen to this podcast, you get the deeper bats we talk about, deeper player pools we talk about. You can play expert drafts, and it's not experts as in, you know, you're facing, you know, the big quote unquote touts of the world. No, it's just changes it. It shows your knowledge of the player pool, and it knocks off like the top five guys. So you won't have like a Harper or a Trout to easily pick off of. You got to dig a little deeper, and you know, maybe you take, you know, Chris Owings last night or AJ Pollock or something like that, make it a little different. And you cash big that way. So check it out. Use promo code SD Sports. That's the important part about this whole long blabber fest. SD Sports gets you free entry into a $3 tournament. And that'll get you started, get your juice flowing. Make your first deposit, use promo code SD Sports, and check it out. I absolutely love it. They are really, really fun to play. And as I said, super quick and easy. I preset my rankings, and like, I'm having my cup of coffee in the morning. And then every time I have a tournament, I just, boom, my rankings pull up. I rock and roll. It's a lot of fun. Check it out, again, on draft.com or in the App Store. And if you don't like it, they'll refund up to $100 and call it good. So check them out, draft.com, App Store, Draft. Use promo code SD Sports and get it in while you can. Now let's talk nine-game slate. And I already mentioned there's rain chances in New York and Philly. We've got some wind issues that are good and bad in some other ballparks. And we got some very, very interesting pitching to pick from tonight. Up top, you got three guys over 10K. I'm going to say right now, I like Chase Anderson overall as a pitcher. We saw what St. Louis's bats have done the last few days, and I think that's going to be a trend this season. Their bats are really, really good. Maybe not tonight, but in that ballpark, I'm going to pass on a five-digit Chase Anderson. Maybe some other time. But we do have Clayton Kershaw leading the way at 12-2 at Arizona. Clayton Kershaw coming off a great start against the San Francisco Giants. Overall in his career, he's had rough, rocky numbers in Arizona. He's still really, really good. It's been hot. The winds are the roof's been open, so the humidor's effect's not been as good. If you look at this team that he's facing as a whole, they haven't hit him well. 203 average, two homers, and 138 at bats, so that's not great. So if you want Clayton at 12-2, knock yourself out. Obviously, a big time strikeout upside guy. K rate of almost 30% last year, limits the hard contact. You know Clayton Kershaw, we don't have to go on and on and on. Lefties hit 308, righties 245. So if you want to use him at 12-2, knock yourself out. I'll be looking at Justin Verlander at 11-6, coming off a great opening day start. You know, that K rate of almost 26% last year. Is a fly ball guy, which is slightly concerning. But that Baltimore offense, we saw Charlie Morton shut him down as we wanted. They have the second lowest slate outside of the team total outside of the D-backs on this slate. Lefties 304, righties 267. We know the Baltimore Orioles can strike out in bunches. So give me some Justin Verlander at 11-6. I'll take him over Clayton Kershaw just to save a couple bucks tonight. Drop down below $10,000. You got Zach Godley at home against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Dodgers offense has been up and down, and it got going last night, more so against the bullpen than the starting squad. They had that first big inning versus Taiwan Walker, but he kind of settled in and pitched okay. Zach Godley's got better stuff than Taiwan Walker. Strikeout rate of over 26% last year. And the part I love, even in this big ballpark, is why he pitched pretty well here last year. Ground ball rate of 55%. So a lot's like there with Zach Godley. Dodgers team total is around 4. Lefties 285, righties 285 last season. So Godley at 9K. If you don't want to pay up, I have no problem starting there. It's always dicey taking a picture in Chase Field, especially the way the climate still sits. So be careful. But I don't mind Godley at all at $7,000. If you want to go a little cheaper, look at a guy like Kyle Freeland, left-handed pitcher for the Colorado Rockies, not pitching in Colorado because we saw him last year in his rookie season, pitched really well on the road, struggled at home, of course, and he's not a huge K guy, less than 16% K rate last year, but a 54% ground ball rate, limits hard contact, lots of things you do like to see against the Padres offense that You know, they're not going to be as bad as they've been in the past, but they're still not great. A 4.2 team total. Lefty's hit 320, righty's 345 off of Freeland. So he's $8,200. Sure, he's a gamble, but I do like what he had last year. Okay spring, and did pitch much, much better on the road. This Padres team hasn't seen him a ton, so it's kind of tough to tell how they'll see him. But $8,200 for Freeland. I wish the K upside was better, but he's definitely not a horrible option. J.A. Happ, $7,900. Another guy that had a really good opening day start against the Yankees of all teams at home. Against the Chicago White Sox, who do hit lefties well. Jaime Garcia, left-handed, shut them down last night. So maybe J.A. could do the same. K rate of almost 23% last year. Decent ground ball. Everything was really good with J.A. Happ. Always overlooked, always underrated. It's just one of those gamble picks because he could be lights out. They have one of the lower totals on the slate around 4. Lefties 236, righties 317. The White Sox do send a lot of righties to the plate. A lot of righties. Abreu, Davidson, Avisaíl Garcia, Tim Anderson. Let's not forget Mr. Beef Wellington, who I told you about yesterday. He double-donged yesterday. And there's others. They're a very righty-heavy team when they want to be. So there's a lot to like there with them. But, you know, J.A. Happ could throw a gem like Garcia. He could get hit. It makes it a GPP play more than a cash game play at 79. But the upside's really, really good there because the White Sox can strike out quite a bit in that matchup. Farther down you go, you look at guys like in the same matchup, Miguel Gonzalez. That Toronto offense is not going to be that good. It'll have its days. It'll be okay from time to time. But as a whole, not great. And Miguel Gonzalez, not the best pitcher in the world, not a huge strikeout guy, about 15% last year. But he does the rest of the things well. Not a big fly ball guy, limits hard contact, all the things you want to see. The Jays do have the second highest total on the slate around 5. Lefties 360, righties 314. So if you want to avoid Marco, that's fine. There's some guys below 7K that I do like, but he did put together some nice quality starts last year, and he's in a really good matchup against a Jays team that's offense just hasn't clicked yet, and I think it's going to not click way more often than it will this year. Going below $7,000, you get to a guy that let us down by one pitch last time out, one pitch, and he's still only $6,500, and I will take that hanging bait, and I will go right back to him. I'm talking Garrett Richards at $6,500. This guy is a ace of a staff, and he does not get the respect he deserves. I know he's facing the Cleveland Indians, who are a very good offense. You saw him put up 5-6 runs last night. But they're really not as good as... They're getting Richards getting disrespected. It is the third lowest total on the slate. The Indians, at a 3.77, have the third lowest total on the night slate. And Garrett Richards is $6,500. Lefties 219, righties 220. Literally, he had two outs, and he gives up a two-strike hanger to Chris Davis. If he doesn't give up that two-strike hanger, he gets you like 5 shutout innings, and he might go out for a 6th, and everything changes. He's got strikeout upside of 25% last year, great swinging strike rate, a ground ball rate of over 54%, low hard contact, low home run to fly ball. Again, I know the Indians' offense is good. They can hit anybody. But Garrett Richards at $6,500 is too darn cheap, and I will go back there, especially facing Josh Tomlin. So the Angels are a great stack against Tomlin. We'll get into that later. But Richards at 65, price mistake, DraftKings. If you want to take some more gambles, you got guys like Jack Flaherty, 6K. I really like this kid's stuff. He does have tendency to hang things, but he also has big, big strikeout upside. So $6,000 against a Milwaukee team that we know strikes out a lot. Might not as much this year with the additions of Christian Yelich and Lorenzo Cain, but still have a lot of guys that will strike out. They have the third highest total on the slate at 4.62. Lefties 448, righties 266. So there is cause for concern, but I mentioned him because he's $6,000. If Flaherty was $8,000 to $9,000, we wouldn't be talking about him. But at $6,000, he does become a punt option. Look what Bartolo Colon did last night. These punt options, I don't always name all of them, but the ones I name, I will tell you right now, if you keep a running tab on the season, we'll outperform the DraftKings value more often than not. I really like my punts when I use them, and they do blow up from time to time. But as a whole, things look pretty well. Trevor Williams the other day worked out pretty well, and there's been other ones on those levels. So Jack Flaherty as a whole, we'll be on him a lot this year unless something just drastically happens horribly. It is a tough part to pitch in Milwaukee with a potent offense. But even you saw Miles Mikolas. He gave up a home run in the 5th to give up 4 runs. Other than that, he pitched really well with strikeout upside. So Flaherty at 6K, not a problem at all. Last but not least, $5,600, Tyson Ross. once a phenom or a potential phenom for the Padres. He scuffled with the Texas, got injured, scuffled. He's back, had a huge spring for the Padres. Really, really good stuff with Tyson Ross. It's suspect, but it is Colorado and it's in San Diego. So if you want to take a chance at 56, I'd rather take the chance at 6K with Flaherty, but I still see the upside with Ross. Only a 4-3 total, Colorado middle of the pack in this matchup. He's a big sinker ball guy, not a huge strikeout guy. So it is dicey, no questions about it, but he does have some upside at 5,600. So let's recap your pitching up top. I got Verlander, Kershaw. In the middle, I got Godley, J.A. Happ, Kyle Freeland, Marco Gonzalez. Down below, Garrett Richards, Jack Flaherty, Tyson Ross. That's where we're rocking and rolling on the mound. Let's take a look at your bats on this 9-game slate. You started off, you know, Gattis is Gattis, but Yasmani Grandal versus Godley at 38, not bad at all. Don't hate that. But you slide down a little farther. You got guys like Beef Wellington, still $3,400 versus a lefty in Happ. Don't expect a double dong every time he's out there, but we know how well he does hit lefties. So keep him in mind. Russell Martin, he went deep yesterday. He's 3K. Could be in for another decent night. Other than that, you're going to have to check your lineup because it's really bleak. If Alfaro cracks the lineup, he's 29 versus Harvey. That doesn't suck by any means. Hedges got scratched last night, so AJ Ellis got to start at 2,600 versus Freeland. If Ellis starts again, I don't mind that at all. That's got some decent upside there. Jonathan Lucroy versus Cole Hamels, I could take a look at that. He's $3,300, so check your lineups. There'll be some mixing and matching, but last night I jumped on Pedro Severino. He looked very, very tasty to me in that matchup against a lefty, and he turned out well. We got Tejeron on the mound tonight. But with Weeders out, you got Severino, and they'll have another option they called up. But if Severino cracks the lineup, I didn't see where he was at. Miggy Montero. Ooh, that could be really nice. If Miggy Montero's in the lineup, that left-handed bat versus Tejeron at $2,100, keep an eye on that one. Miggy's that guy that can hit a couple bombs a night, or he can just let you down for $2,100. That could be very, very, very sneaky. So keep an eye on Miggy Montero at $2,100. First base, the usual suspects. You got Freddie Freeman going up against A.J. Cole. I pray Washington and Atlanta. The weather's coming in, or the wind's coming in. Hopefully it scares people off because these are two bad pitchers, or usually bad pitchers. A.J. Cole gives up the long ball quite a bit. The Braves team total, 4-5. Lefties, 4-14. Righties, 268. So Freddie Freeman, needless to say, is a very good play at 46. Abreu at 44, I don't hate it. Carlos Santana against Harvey. Watch the weather there at 43. Watch the temperatures, too. When it's really cold, the ball obviously doesn't fly as well. So keep an eye on some of that. Matt Davidson at 42. We talked about his first base, third base eligible versus Happ. Eric Thames went ding-dong yesterday. He's 4,100. Could be in play versus Flaherty. We talked about, you know, Flaherty's upside. Same time, lefties hit 448 off him last year. Righties, 266. So keep an eye on a guy like Eric Thames at $4,100. Could bring back a nice return. Yonder Alonso went deep yesterday. If you want to fade Richards, he's 39. Jose Martinez, 38. Don't hate that at all. Joey Gallo, first base outfield eligible. Having a pretty good start to the year, hitting out of that two-hole, facing Kendall Graveman. $3,800 there when you're talking Graveman. Lefty's 298, righty's 365. So keep that in mind. Marwin Gonzalez went deep yesterday. The Baltimore Orioles are sending out Mr. Wright. It is a horrible, horrible thing. It's the reason why the Astros have the highest total at 536. Mike Wright is not good. Lefty's 392, righty's 328. Marwin Gonzalez went deep yesterday. First base outfield eligible at $3,600. Definite value there at $3,600. Like that a lot. Matt Carpenter at 35 could be a very nice cheapie there. He hits well in Milwaukee in his career. Facing Mr. Chase Anderson again. Lefty's 268, righty's 291, so kind of a reverse splits there. But Carp, not horrible at 3,500. Some upside indeed. Farther down you go, if you want to get weird, you know, Albert Pujols versus Josh Tomlin at $3,400. When you look at the Angels, lefty's 346, righty's 335 off Tomlin last year. Gives up a lot of home runs. A lot of home runs. So Pujols will be owned by no one at $3,400. Could be a gamble worth looking at. See if Matt Adams cracks the lineup, 3,200 versus Tejeron, lefties versus Tejeron, big deal. Adams first base outfield eligible. Farther down you go, you can pick your poison. See, maybe Kendrys Morales cracks the lineup at 3K, Valbuena 3K, so on and so forth. There'll be some more value that probably pops up. Second base position, Jose Altuve at 51 is always in play, regardless of who's pitching, pretty much. I literally mean that I almost don't care who's pitching. Maybe Chris Sale, maybe Kershaw, maybe. Altuve's that good. And I almost want him more against those pitchers because no one else is going to use him. Jose Ramirez at 45, okay. But then you drop down. You got guys like Yoan Moncada who hits well from the right side. Jason Kipnis at 4K if you're fading Richards could be interesting. Cesar Hernandez at 38 I do like quite a bit. Ozzie Albies, though, this is my guy. As long as they're going to price him like this, again, we already talked about the Braves lineup. You know, 4-5 total, lefties 414 off of A.J. Cole. You're getting Ozzie Albies hitting second before Freddie Freeman. He gets on, he can steal bases, has power, he's $3,600. That's the guy you're playing. You're plugging Ozzie Albies in unless you're paying up top. That's just how it's going to go a lot. Unless, well, there's a couple other guys you could look at below Albies, but he's almost where I start on the second base position most nights. It's just, it's too hard to pass that up. Obviously, he's going to have his zeros. That's what I have to always preface. So if someone starts hitting me up saying, hey, you said this guy's a must play. It's baseball, people. It's freaking baseball. If you're 1-for-4, you're having a good night. Just remember those things. Jed Lowry had a good big double for us last night. He's $3,400, switch hitter. Azdrubal Cabrera, again, if he's leading off, $3,300 versus Ben Lively. I like that a lot. That's value there if you don't want to use Albies. Azdrubal Cabrera at 33 does have a nice return. If you want to play GPP Home Run Derby, where all you're looking for is guys with home run upside, Rougeo Odor at 33 is definitely in play at that price tag. Farther down you go, see where Colton Wong is hitting in the order. I'm not a big Colton Wong fan, but for 3K against Anderson in that ballpark, he gets my attention. Other than that, maybe a Ryan Flaherty. Yonhervis Solarte let me down yesterday. It was still $2,800, too cheap for a cleanup hitter in that ballpark with his upside. I do like that. Scott Kingery at 29 I like as well. So there's some definite sub-3K value at the position. And Kingery and Solarte, second base shortstop eligible. Third base, you know, Arenado at 46, always worth a look. Machado at 45, not horrible. Even though it is Verlander still, you know, the power upside is there with Machado and will be low-owned. Anthony Rendon, I loved him yesterday. Got like 7 points. Better versus lefties and righties, but still 43 is not horrible. Tejeron is pretty good versus right-handed bats, though I will be honest with you on that one. Washington's got about a 4-5 total. Lefties 338, righties 319 versus Tejeron. Josh Donaldson went deep yesterday. He's $4,200. Maybe he's starting to feel a little better. Mentioned Matt Davidson. Travis Shaw, 42, had a nice day yesterday. Not bad in the middle of that order versus Flaherty. Again, lefties versus Flaherty is not a bad look. Matt Chapman went deep again yesterday, and I love him again at $3,600. That's why you can pay up for some pitching. I might try to make a Kershaw-Verlander lineup because I'm finding some mid-threes and low guys I like. Chapman, $3,600. Cole Hamels, bad at baseball. We saw him as opener. His velocity's down. That wind is blowing out in Oakland. Oakland's total's 4-5. It's like the fifth, sixth highest on the slate. Lefties 215, righties 324 off Cole Hamels last year. Chapman at 36 is a dong of the day candidate indeed. Like that quite a bit. Farther down you go, you guys like Tim Beckham. Nah, not versus Verlander. Mentioned Valbuena at 3K. Kingery at 29, second base, third base, not shortstop. So check your lineups there. Some upside, but man, Chapman at 36, tough to pass you. Chapman at 36, Albies at 36. There's value on the slate. Shortstop. Check and see if Correa's in. He effed me and many others yesterday by having a big toe injury. He didn't want to let anybody know about it after he got hit. And he stole a base after he got hit by a pitch. The next day, he tells the reporters he's fine. Then he yanks after like the first inning. Trey Turner at $4,800. He led off for Adam Eaton. Don't think it's going to be a regular thing. Lindor at 44 could be a sneaky play versus Richards if you're fading him. Zach Cozart, good career history versus Tomlin, and he's off to a very, very hot start. Doesn't get used by anybody, so Zach Cozart at 44 could be a nice play tonight. Corey Seager at 4K, not bad. Tim Anderson, 3,900 versus J.A. Happ is in play if you're fading Happ. Paul DeDong, double dong on Sunday. Goes yard yesterday. Mentioned the reverse splits by Chase Anderson. $3,700. Again, basically mid-priced, mid-three guy here. Paul DeJong, $3,700, definitely in play. A guy I love also, Marcus Semien, crushes left-handed pitch in his career. For the A's, $3,600 versus Cole Hamels. Keep him in mind. So good options here, as you'd expect. You know, there's going to be some cheapies that pop up. Andrelton Simmons, $3,200 is not bad at all. Ahmed Rosario at $3,100 could be worse indeed. check lineups. There's going to be some good options here. Dansby Swanson, $2,900. He's swinging it well. Again, on Harris Solarte at $2,900. If Chad Pender cracks the lineup, he hits lefties really, really well. He's had a couple homers, I believe, off Hamels. He's outfield shortstop eligible at $2,900. So there will definitely be some more value down here. We're going to build a Kershaw-Verlander lineup. I can see it coming. Outfield, Harper, absolutely. Well, double dunk Sunday. Homer, three straight at-bats with homers. I'll do the full BVP later, but let me give you this one real quick. This one, it stood out big time. Bryce Harper, 17 for 37 lifetime off Julio Teheran, 459 average, three doubles, 17 RBIs, seven home runs. Seven home runs. And he's playing at SunTrust tonight. So Bryce Harper, $5,300. Might have to pay for that if you can. Springer at 52, Trout at 52. I like both of them a lot. Trout just gets overlooked over and over again. Reese Hoskins at 49, hot start to the year. Suspendus against Lively, not bad at all. That weather just scares the crap out of me in New York. It's going to be wet, wind blowing in. I might just fade all bats in that game, period. But we'll see how that turns out. When you're looking at the Mets, lefty's 369, righty's 316 off Lively. So Suspendus could be an interesting play. Christian Yelich at 48, don't mind that at all. Adam Eaton has started out the year absolutely in fuego, named National League Player of the Week yesterday. He's $4,700 versus Julio Teheran. He's in play. Chris Davis, $4,600 versus Cole Hamels is a very solid look. So definitely options as expected. Lokane's on fire. He's $4,200. So on and so forth. Marcelo Zuna, reverse splits versus Anderson at 4K. Like that quite a bit. He slide down, got like Colt Calhoun at $3,900, always overlooked. Abysel Garcia versus the lefty, $3,800. Jose Martinez at 38, Joey Gallo at 38, both solid plays. Ender and Ciarte leading off versus AJ Cole at 37, like that a lot. Well overlooked in that one. Mentioned Marwin Gonzalez at 36, that's too cheap. Tommy Pham at 35 is criminally cheap. He should be 45. Tommy Pham is very, very good. He's playing very, very well. $3,500 for Tommy Pham is just dumb. Dumb, 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 dumb. The farther down you look, it's a lot as bleep. Odubel Herrera, 34. Do like that if that game plays. Josh Reddick, he was hitting towards the top of the order. $3,300 for right. Absolutely love that as a value with upside. Nomar Mazara at 33. He's got some decent upside in that matchup versus Graveman. The farther down we go, Grichik's not bad. Jose Perella, if he's hitting in the middle of that Padres order versus the lefty Freeland at $3,200. I do like that quite a bit. That's an interesting play there for some value. Same with Manny Margot leading off at 31 versus Freeland. There's a couple nice Padres there you could pick on. Don't mind that for some value. Derek Fisher playing really well. I keep telling you that reverse stack, you put him at the bottom with Springer and company. He's 3K and he's playing really, really well. Another great matchup versus Wright tonight, so keep an eye on Fisher. Bradley Zimmer, 3K, had a nice night last night, so he's in play if you want to go that way. Steven Piscotty cracks the lineup. He's hit lefties very well in his career. He's only $3,000. So if you're playing, looking for that home run GPP bat for cheap, Steven Piscotty at 3K. I mentioned Pender at 29 earlier as an option as well. And then you have to check lineups. There will be some more that show up. There's a ton of value on this slate, especially if you're thinking around $35, $36, $3,700 guys and under, tons and tons of value. Recapping your pitching on your 9-game slate, up top, Verlander, Kershaw. In the middle goes Godley, J.A. Happ, Freeland, Marco Gonzalez. Down below, Garrett Richards, Jack Flaherty, Tyson Ross. Stacking-wise, Astros, that's an easy one. Lefties, 392, righties, 328 versus Wright. You got Toronto Blue Jays versus Miguel Gonzalez. I'm not as big a fan of that, but Brewcoup versus Flaherty, lefties hit at 448 off him, so keep that in mind. For your day slate Cubs, that's an easy one. Nats versus Teheran, yep, Bryce Harper. That one. Braves lefties versus Cole. I like that quite a bit. Remember the reverse splits on Chase Anderson. Giants versus Marco Gonzalez. Lefties 360, righties 402. I told you that could be an interesting little stack option there. Let's look at your BVP on this day of action and we will take you home. Remember Royals, Tigers, not on anything. As we go, Brett Gardner, 12 for 45. It's only a 267 average, but a decent sample size. Two doubles, two triples, and a homer off of Chris Archer. It wasn't a ton of BVP that really stood out sample size wise on this slate. Like, started Castro 5 for 19 with a double. It's a 263 average versus Chris Sale if you want to be a little different. Billy Hamilton, 7 for 19 off Lester. It's a 368 average, a double, two home runs, six stolen bases. Told you I liked him. There's a reason. Same with Jose Peraza, 9 for 20, a double, a triple. It's a 450 average, three stolen bases. You can run all day on Lester. Eugenio Suarez hit 296, 8 for 27, three doubles, two homers. Votto's hitting 273 with a triple, a homer, and three doubles. Lots to like with the Reds against Johnny Lester. Wilson Contreras versus Cody Reed, 4 for 6 with a double and two homers. Chris Bryant, 4 for 5 with a double and a homer. Anthony Rizzo, 2 for 6, two homers. Addison Russell, 2 for 6 with a homer. Albert Almora Jr. is taking him deep as well. Yeah, we pretty much hit on all of that. The farther down you look on the BVP scale of things, Mikel Franco, who I don't want to recommend anyway, he was 3 for 8 with two homers, lifetime off Matt Harvey. I mentioned Bryce Harper's insane numbers versus Tehran. Farther down we look, like Yadi Molina, 5 for 15 with a double off of Chase Anderson. Small sample, but Paul DeJong, 2 for 6 with a homer off Chase. So I do like him at that price tag we talked about. Manny Machado, 7 for 24, double, triple, homer, 292 average versus Verlander. Tim Beckham's 3 for 3 with a homer. So something to keep an eye on there. Chris Owings, 5 for 20, two doubles and a triple versus Kershaw's 250 average. No one's really lit the world on fire there. Matt Kemp, 3 for 9 with a double and a homer off Godley. Not crazy. Mike Trout, 5 for 9, two doubles, a triple and a homer off Tomlin. Zach Cozart, 8 for 17, two doubles, a triple and a homer. Mentioned how hot he's gotten off to the year. Good success, too. Edwin Encarnacion had an inside-the-park home run last night. Garrett Richards, 5 for 12, double, two homers. Chad Pender, 4 for 4, two doubles, two homers off of Cole Hamels. That's not bad for $3,000 or $2,900. Chris Davis, 4 for 12, three homers off of Cole Hamels. Lucroy's taking him deep as well, 6 for 15. It's a 400 average. Sinsu Chu's got two homers off Graveman. Will Myers, 3 for 5 with a double off of Freeland. That's about all that's going on in that one. Blackman, 5 for 18 with a double and a homer, 278 clip versus Tyson Ross. Well, there you have it, folks. Your MLB DFS Quick Hits, Tuesday, April 3rd edition. Thanks for checking us out. We're on Twitter at TheSportsDGens, TheSportsDGens.com. Remember, check me on Twitter at BDIntric with any questions you have. I'll answer them the best I can. If not, hit up the SportsDGens Slack chat with your questions. Please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. It'll help us grow the product and make it bigger and better. Tons of Masters coverage coming out on the Sports DGens. Always pressing PGA DFS podcast is out. We'll have picks, previews, much more coming up this week as usual. Bench with Bubba, episode 84, dropped last night with Brant Chesser of Baseball HQ, talking about a lot of hot and cold starts to the week. Tons going on at the Sports DGens. Got the UFC coming up this weekend and much, much more. So check it all out. Playdraft.com, promo code SD Sports, first deposit, free entry in a tournament. Check that out. More importantly, thanks for listening. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, Tuesday, April 3rd edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.